don't even require an appraisal.
Get a 2.875 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
If you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Close in 15 days. Get a low rate and great service. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Landing, join my blue.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Partners,
except for Kena.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
very large honkers.
Drunken, so get loosened up.
True.
We're about to
classless.
Get
perfect for this show.
On the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon and the Pinions Playhouse portion of it on this June the 11th. It's flying by. We're almost halfway through the month. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, still celebrating their 70th year. Why, in another 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, we'll be halfway through the 70th anniversary year of Matheny Heating and Cooling. And they finally got a website up and running. It's MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. I encourage you to go and check it out.
Hey!
Hi, what do you say to a round of introductions so you know who we are? Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every three
they
months.
They sure do.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, no chick here today. Tina has decided her family comes first. What kind of work ethic is that? Way to go. I got to last long in this business. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, Frank. Hello, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Beatles hitting it big in this country. 50 years ago, they burst on the scene, and I think it was either 50 years ago they had their first big hit, or they came here, or something like that. I think it was their first big breakthrough hit. And Rat Boy tells me that he wrote to Paul McCartney years ago.
Really?
And tried to get him to buy and record. Remember the song Please Please Me?
Yeah.
The Beatles? Yours was Please What Me?
Cheese.
Please Cheese Me.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, man.
And have you not heard back? No, he's not heard back.
He will. Eventually.
Oh, yeah, he'll get back to you. That sounds great. Please Cheese Me. I like that. You just keep watching that mail. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. They were all over the Tonys last night.
Yeah.
Bruce was so excited.
Yeah.
Bruce Limprist loves the Tonys. You guys are the best. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, and they do have... You know, I mentioned to Matheny, I said, you need a website. And I got to their credit, I got to tell you, I said, get a website, get a really good website, and boom, next thing I know, like 3 years later, there it is.
Hey.
There's a website, just like that. So they've caught up to 2012. And the truth is, I think the reason that wasn't at the top of their priority list is that I know what is at the top. Great service and fairness. And I use the word fairness and honesty because, quite frankly, That's not how everybody operates when they run the kind of business where it's easy to take advantage of people. You don't think it's easy to cheat people in the heating and cooling business? Of course it is. It's like a garage, an automotive mechanic. You've seen those undercover investigators where they get up there and squirt oil in there, then they get the customer and go, hey, look here, see that oil leaking? And they put it there. There are people in the heating and cooling business that do that stuff. I know for a fact, because I know of stories of companies that they'll bring in an old piece of burnout something. They go, hey, look at this, I found this in your compressor. They had it in the truck. I'm going to tell you right now, that is not ever going to be a problem or anything you're going to have to worry about with Matheny Heating and Cooling. This is a family business. They know Daddy's watching down on the business he started 70 years ago. And the boys, Rob and Tom, they're not going to disrespect Dad. They're going to carry on the tradition of great service, honesty, competitive pricing. And look, you have to have a heating and cooling company. Let's just make it Matheny. What do you say? Make sure you let them know your AM and the PM. It's good for us, and it's good for you, because you get 15% off your first service call and 15% off their planned service program. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. If you can't remember that number now, you can get it from the website, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Do you have the John Carney promo that we just played a while ago?
Oh.
Could you find that? I'd like to hear a little of that again, if I could, because I heard it while ago. He's got a pretty good lineup of guests coming up on his show.
Really?
He's on. Yeah, oh yeah. How come we don't get those people?
I don't know.
You know, we don't get anybody.
No.
Joan Rivers, Steve Guttenberg. I heard the lineup. What's the hurry? I mean, what's the rush? Or, I mean, what's the
holdup?
Yeah, the holdup. That's what I meant. Are we not able to get it?
No, there's a bunch in here, and I don't know which
one. Well,
just
anyone. Just any John Carney thing with his voice on it. I want to hear him.
You just want to hear John?
I do. I have a reason for this. And no hurry. I don't know if I made that clear. I'm not in a hurry for this.
I don't have any that are, they're all expired.
That's not like this place.
Wait, hold it. That's what they do to the system when they're letting somebody go.
Uh-oh.
They flush it of all their promos. Don't tell me they're letting him go.
He's only been here a week.
That's about right.
Yeah.
hold on. I have another way to find it.
He says he has another way to find it.
Oh, boy.
While he's looking for this, just tell me when you have it.
All right.
My wife got this book, Top of the Rock by Warren Littlefield, and I just started it, but I can already tell you this is a fantastic book. I don't read a lot of books. I'm not proud of that, but
right,
I got
it.
I read like a book every 5 years. Okay, play this.
Next time on the Carney Show.
New week in front of us for the Carney Show. Our second time at it.
All right, stop it right for a second.
Getting this down.
What happened to his voice? Do you think as a child?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a gravel.
It's got a little gravel.
Yeah.
Maybe if he cleared his throat. Play a little bit more again.
Monday, Mary Lou Henner, Gabby Cabby, and a little tech talk for you as well. Also, later in the week, conversations with Joan Rivers, Steve Guttenberg as well. We'll see you here.
The Carney Show.
As well.
Wow. Yeah. Does have a lot of big guests.
As well. Steve Guttenberg, Joan Rivers, as well. and before anybody emails me, say, why are you making fun of me? He likes it. He doesn't mind. I've done it before, and he's fine with it as well.
And you're exactly right, Frank. Any pub is good pub, right?
Any publicity is good publicity as well.
That's right.
Don't try to out Carney. You're never going to do it. So this perverted piece of crap, Jerry Sandusky, his defense attorney, says that for someone of Jerry Sandusky's generation, that it is routine to shower with young boys, even just a single individual young boy.
What? Well, that's pretty much your generation, right?
Yeah.
These are
what are you talking about? He's older than I am.
Well, he's late 60s, right?
He's older than I am.
Well, same generation, though.
You know what?
Wow.
Be careful.
But you're very careful. That same
but you don't remember
thing.
That, and you're...
Well, I don't remember it because it's not true.
Right.
His defense attorney is full of crap. It's not routine and never has been for an old guy to shower and soap up not just shower with, but soap up a young boy.
I don't think any generation that's ever been normal.
This guy, I can't believe that his attorney didn't say, Jerry, plead guilty, yes, and let's move on. You don't have a chance. Love letters. This kid's got a love. And he buys him gifts, and he lets him stand on the sidelines at the football game. A kid. Okay, I'll let that go. Top of the Rock. A couple of things from this book that I found really fascinating. First of all, typical example of how broadcast executives, radio, TV, whatever, don't know anything about programming. Cheers, this Warren Littlefield book, Top of the Rock, he talks about Cheers. This guy's head of entertainment for NBC. Did you know that the show, the TV show Cheers, which went, I think, 11 seasons and was the biggest hit they had, the first entire season, at the end of their first season, out of 77 shows that NBC had, they came in 77th.
Whoa. Whoa.
It was the lowest rated show they had. In fact, it was the lowest rated show of any show on any network. It was in last place of all programming.
Wow.
And somebody in the creative department begged the executives to give it. And you know what happened? In summer reruns, they reran it in the summer, the audience discovered it because it didn't have all the primetime competition. So summer, there's not much on, so they hadn't watched it in the regular season, and boom, they find Cheers in the summer, and everybody knows what happened with Cheers. The other thing I thought was interesting is the original choice for Sam Malone, the bartender, was William Devane. That's who the executives wanted.
Wow.
But the creative people said, he's a little too old, and we like this Ted Danson. The problem was, Ted Danson was supposed to be playing an ex-baseball player. Ted Danson knew nothing about baseball. They had to take him to a baseball game.
Wow.
They took Ted Danson to a ball game.
That's unbelievable.
Just so he'd kind of have an idea. No, I loved reading that because I thought, well, I'm not the only guy that doesn't know anything about sports.
Was he also the head when Seinfeld was on, too?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the Seinfeld part. They did a test run of Seinfeld, and it failed miserably.
And their first couple seasons, it didn't do that well. And it was something weird like that. Where
check
all of a
this
sudden
out. This is the 50th year of the Beatles when they hit it big. The Beatles auditioned for Delta Records. They did an audition system, and they kicked them out. They said, hey, the guitar band thing is over. Yeah. Now, Littlefield in his book says that at the 11th season, Ted Danson calls him. He gets a phone call. It's Ted Danson. Now, he says, Ted Danson never called me personally. He said, I knew him through the series, but I didn't really know him personally that well. And he gets on the phone, and Ted Danson says, now, this is when Ted Danson is in this torrid affair with Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm.
And in the book, he says that Ted Danson on the phone says, I just wanted you to hear it from me. I won't be coming back next season. And he said, he was so shocked and stunned. This is their golden goose. Cheers made them about $750 million. And he says, what? And he says, yeah, I'm not coming back. Whoopi thinks that I need to find myself, find the real Ted Danson. And he said in his head, he's thinking, well, why don't you find him on the off season?
Yes.
You're making, and get this, Danson was the highest paid person on television at the time. He was making $10 million a year.
Ooh.
But Whoopi tells him to quit the show. Mm. Unbelievable.
Just like a woman.
Isn't it? They are powerful. You know what? They got the power.
P-power.
You know what I mean? P-power. I rail on commercials all the time. I'm embarrassed by some commercials we play. I'm embarrassed by some jingles we play. I think it's only fair every once in a while to say something about a commercial that I think actually hits the mark. This Patriot Exteriors thing, Pat Lewis. You know what? That's a decent commercial. If you had a Patriot sunroom, you know, it's nice and airy.
How would you use it?
It makes sense. If you had it, how would you use it? Would you throw a lot of parties? Would you watch TV out there? So I think from time to time, I need to point out commercials I hear where I think, okay, somebody actually knows how to do a decent commercial. So that would be an example of one. Ned Spurk, Outdoors Ned, his birthday is today.
Yeah.
Oh.
80 years old.
80. He looks pretty good.
Doesn't look it.
No.
He's not looking. Happy birthday to Ned. Dan told me off the air before the show that his daughter, Alyssa, is involved in a summer reading program. Is that correct?
Yeah, she has to read two books. She's
now,
in.
The reason she has to read two books is because she is smart. She's in an honors program.
Honors English, yes.
You're getting punished for excelling.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's my message to kids. Don't let them know how smart you are. Because if you do, here's what happens to you. Alyssa, can I see you? Yeah, it's the last day of school. Alyssa, can you come in here, Alyssa? And she goes, what do you want? My dad's outside to pick me up, and I've got a big summer plan. Alyssa, because you're so smart, here, read these two big, thick books also.
Yes, and they're horrible books. They're just books that they can't get into.
It's punishment for being smart.
I should start a class because I excelled at playing dumb all throughout school. Maybe I could start teaching kids, smarter kids, how to act stupid.
I deliberately chose to keep it to like a B, C level. I knew this kind of thing would happen.
I was more
C
plus
D, C level.
Yeah.
I kept seeing these honor students have to go to all these things. I don't want to do that.
Eon
Tell
the
Alyssa
peon.
To tone the brain thing down a little.
Yeah, Eon the Peon, Dumb It Down 101. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this is a story. It's made for this show. It really is. It's true, too. This guy, what the heck is this guy's name? Boom, boom. Hold on here. Here he is. Ray Dolan. He's 39. He's writing a book. This is not a joke. It was in the ABC News. I heard it, and I had to find out more about it. And his book is called Kindness in America. About how kind people are, and he's hitchhiking across the country to show how kind people are. So he is sitting down on the side of the road having a lunch, and a guy drives up and shoots him for no reason.
Oh. The end.
He thought the guy was giving him a ride because he's hitchhiking, so when the guy pulls over in the truck, Mr. Dolan walks toward the truck, and the guy just opens fire on him.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know. I wonder what chapter this is going to be in his book, The Kindness of America.
He's going to have to revise that title, I guess.
The new title, The Kindness of America, and then below it, Except for One A-Hole Who Tried to Kill Me. Not a joke. True story. Matthew McConaughey, ladies, is now married. He got married over the weekend.
Aww.
I know. And this is the part that must be a misprint. He's 42. His new wife is 29.
What?
That's not. I know that's not a misprint. That's as it should be. But then there's this part. The couple, who announced their engagement online over the holidays, were married Saturday night in front of friends and family, including their son, who turns four next month, and their daughter, who is two. Wait a minute.
They had kids before the marriage?
That's impossible.
Wow.
Are you sure it wasn't their kids from a previous marriage? It's the two of them?
It's their children. Now, I remember from being a young boy in the South, my parents having a talk with me about when people get married, they have sex and have children.
Yeah.
What?
This seems backwards.
This doesn't make any sense.
When you're married, you have sex?
Is that what your parents told you?
Well, sometimes parents lie.
They were liars.
Sometimes they lie to you. Uh-oh.
You liar.
Yeah. Hey, you can't say that. I can say it, Lauren. Now, if I've seemed out of sorts today, and I'm sure I have I seemed like
yes.
this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I pick up the paper today and I realize I missed the rapper Master P concert.
Oh,
I am so mad about this. I read the review, Kevin Johnson in the Post-Dispatch, and now I'm even madder because I see that not only was Master P here, but he was added to the event as a special guest after the show was announced. Diggy Simmons was there.
Oh, man.
And Miguel and Young Jeezy. Young Jeezy was there.
Oh, Young Jeezy?
And Whale.
No way.
Also there was formerly Lil Romeo. Now he's just Romeo.
Oh.
And I see that Master P who is trying to clean up his act and has made it clear he wants a family image, and he performed Down for My Expletive.
Oh, man.
I don't know what the expletive is.
He's playing the butt trumpet on this song you're playing here.
This is DJ Cool, I think. I don't think he was at this concert.
Oh, you can stop. This is not the rep I love. Now, apparently, Master P gets up, and how many concerts have you been to, ladies and gentlemen, in your life? Let's say you go to see Tony Bennett or even...
Neil Diamond?
Or Josh Groban, or, you know, John Mayer, where the guy gets up, and according to this article, he told the crowd he didn't want anybody getting killed.
Oh. Wow, that was nice.
Or going to jail tonight. I don't want anyone tonight getting killed or going to jail.
That
I don't think
nice
Tony Bennett
him.
Has to do that in his concerts. And then he launched into his tribute, I Miss My Homies. That's my favorite song.
Aww.
My favorite song. Aww. The headliner was Jeezy, Young Jeezy. And he performed, these are all my favorites. Oh, yeah, Ready to Tear It Up. That's one of my favorites.
Hey, Edith, I want to go see Jeezy.
Put on, I Do, Trap Star, Up, Way Too Gone, and Leave You Alone. Those are all my favorites.
Man.
All my favorites. Diggy Simmons, who is the son of Joseph Run Simmons of Run DMC.
Sure.
Well, of course. Performed 88. That's my favorite.
Oh, man.
I don't even talk about it anymore because I'm so mad that I didn't get to go. And this is not funny. It's horrible. You got an 18-year... Look, I've said many times that I've hiked in Colorado. I've never been to Yellowstone, but I've hiked in Colorado, and I've done that stuff because my wife wanted to do it. That's the kind of husband I am. I go along with it, but I don't like it. And now I really don't like it. This 18-year-old young woman, this past week, her first day at work at Yellowstone National Park, taking three people on a hike, falls 400 feet to her death.
Whoa. Whoa.
First day at work. Loose rock gave way underneath her feet and says she plunged about 400 feet and, of course, killed instantly.
Mm.
And it says fatal falls are relatively rare at Yellowstone, which is a surprise to me.
Yeah.
There have been fewer than a dozen deaths over 30 years. Now, that sounds impossible. Over 30 years, less than 12 people falling to their death. You ever been to Colorado?
No.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
They make it real easy to die because there's no railing. You just look over and, whoa,
yeah,
there's a place to plummet to your death. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy hiking in that environment. I just think this is funny. The ZZ Top, everybody knows for the beards.
Mm-hmm.
Their drummer's birthday is today. He's 63. He's the one who doesn't have a beard, and his name is Frank Beard.
Yeah. How old is Frank Beard? Does it
He's
say?
63. I just said
what?
That.
Oh.
60.
Yeah.
Frank Beard, who has no beard, with ZZ Top is 63. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a story of a young woman who lives with her parents. She's 40. She's not attractive. She's ugly. I can just say it. She's an ugly, unattractive woman of 40 and still lives with her parents, never dates. And she's talked to her mom about it and her dad. You ought to get out more, honey, and date. She says, no, the guys won't date me. I'm ugly. I have a mirror. I know. I'm not attractive. And one day her dad walks by her room. And from behind the closed door, he hears this buzzing sound. And he opens the door, and oh my goodness, he didn't want to see what he saw. There's his daughter with a vibrator. He says, what in this world? What is that? What are you doing? She says, oh, Dad, you should have knocked before you came in. What do you think I'm doing? Look at me, Dad. I'm ugly. I'm on the team. He said, now, baby, come on. She says, no, let's just be real. Let's just tell the truth. I'm not attractive. I have no boyfriends. I'm not going to have a boyfriend. I'm not going to have a husband. This, and she holds up the vibrator, this will be my husband for the rest of my life. He said, I don't want to hear talk like this. He slams the door. He's disgusted. Her husband. About 4 days later, Mom comes home from the grocery store, and she looks in the family room, and there's her husband watching a ball game with a can of beer in one hand and the daughter's vibrator in the other hand.
Oh.
She says, "What in the world are you doing?" He says, "What does it look like I'm doing? I'm watching the game, having a beer with my son-in-law."
As we send it up to Timothy Weiland to see how the roads look on the way home. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, we do have a little bit more volume on the highways now. We do have a report of an accident, a car facing the wrong way on eastbound 70 in the express lanes right around Shreve. Traffic pretty light going eastbound, but beware when you come around the bend there. Also on westbound 70, there was a minor accident. They moved it out to the right shoulder between 79 and T.R. Hughes, and you do have a slowdown in that area. Still a little heavy right around K also. The downtown bridge approach is no change on eastbound 40 or on northbound 55. It's a pretty good run up to the Poplar Street Bridge, but eastbound 5570 slows 4th Street to Highway 64. Westbound 40 was slow Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason, and southbound 270, just a little bit of a slowdown on either side of Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. Every dad has something he needs to hear, so tell him this Father's Day with a Hallmark card from Walgreens. With short lines, great parking, and a wide variety, it's easy. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Located in the heart of Webster Groves is the Hub Bicycle Company. Shopping at the Hub means finding everything you need for cycling in one place, including great service. The Hub offers technical and practical expertise on every aspect of cycling, from comfort bikes to tandems. Most importantly, the Hub specializes in exceptional customer satisfaction. The recently expanded and remodeled Hub is located at 40 West Lockwood in Webster Groves. For more, go to thehubicyclecompany.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
If you owned a Patriot sunroom, how would you use it?
Vacation at home this year in your own beautiful Patriot sunroom for only $289 a month. Now for only $289 a month, you can have your own 10x16 sunroom edition. These luxurious sunrooms come with a heat cool unit, energy efficient windows, and insect screens. For a free estimate, call 1-800-285-3232 or register online at patriotsunrooms.com. Upgrade your existing porch, patio, or deck and let every day be a vacation for only $289 a month. At Patriot, we have a complete sunroom department that includes screen rooms, three-season sunrooms, canopies, pergolas, and retractable awnings to allow you to make every day a vacation day on your own patio or deck. With 14 models, we have a sunroom for every home and budget. Don't wait. Call 1-800-285-3232 or visit patriotsunrooms.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business. That's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800. 314-993-1800. Or windowworldst.com.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning salt. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerberg's and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorite brands, like U.S. Polo Association, Kenmore Grills, LG HD TVs, and all Craftsman tool storage and mechanics tool sets are up to 50% off. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Tool savings 5 to 50%. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobile One Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Tiny bubble in the wind.
I was not here Friday. I was on assignment. So I was not able to hear the pain or lack of it in the voice of Mike Evans. How did he do? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Trooper?
The trooper.
Professional?
Yep.
All right. Well, he's with us today. We can check in and see how his teeth are doing. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be a great place to start online, and you find everything you need there about doing it right when you remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, or your home entertainment room. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hey, I only read a book like one every 10 years, but I just started a book, and if you haven't seen it or had a copy, or don't have a copy of it, you're going to want to get it. Warren Littlefield's book, Top of the Rock, the story of his time at NBC as the head of entertainment. It is a terrific book.
Really?
The story of Cheers and Seinfeld and Friends and all the behind-the-scenes stuff and who they originally wanted for certain parts. It's incredible. I'll give you one little tidbit that I shared with the audience earlier. Cheers, one of the biggest hits they ever had, made them a fortune. The first season, after the first full season, it was the lowest rated TV show, not only at NBC. It was number 77 out of 77 programs. It was the lowest of all the networks. The ratings were at the very bottom at the end of the first season.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like a great book. I just started it, but Top of the Rock by Warren Littlefield.
I'll check that out.
All righty.
I'll check that out. We start off today with a pop quiz question. Come on, make me proud now. Simon Cowell has signed to do another reality show. Is it about fashion, sports, or food? answer in just a minute. Three hottest stories of the day. Police are investigating Lindsay Lohan for trying to bribe the driver of the truck that she hit. She wanted him to lie to the police about the accident. She rear-ended his rig. Lindsay says that he cut her off. Then she changed. He goes, no, actually, my brakes failed.
Oh, they did? Yeah, on a new Porsche.
Then, of course, she... also said that she wasn't driving, and it turned out she was driving. Truck driver says that Lindsay rear-ended the back of his truck. She was going about 80. He was going about 50 at the time. Not good at all. Just not good. My good buddy Tim Bradley won the fight against Manny Pacquiao, but like everybody else, I thought Manny beat Tim. I only had Tim winning two rounds. It may have been the worst decision in boxing history.
That's what I was reading about that the other day. It's like, oof.
Just horrible. I don't get it. I mean, how two of the three judges could have given the decision to Tim, I have no idea.
I heard, though, that they already had a poster up for the rematch, so...
That's bull.
You think that's...
I know it was bull. At first, it was a ticket for the rematch. Tim had it made, and he showed it with it 3 weeks ago when they first got to Vegas, saying everybody's going to want one of these tickets because there's a rematch. If I beat him, there's a rematch, and here's what the tickets are going to look like. And he also had a poster made up. But he did that weeks ago, and he brought it to the press conference, so it wasn't like it was anything. He was just trying to make shtick. And some people say it was fixed. Well, who would fix it? I mean, first of all, it isn't for a rematch because there is a rematch written in, but this thing stunk so bad. HBO already says, we're not going to do a rematch. This thing stunk so bad, and people are saying it was such a bad decision. We're not going to do it.
So what did your buddy make for that match?
$5 million.
Ooh. Good night's work.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad. The Jerry Sandusky trial started today. I don't know if you saw any of the testimony. First person to testify at the trial, he's an adult now, said that when he was 13, he went into great graphic details of how Sandusky molested him for months when he was 13 years old.
Yeah, this doesn't look too good for Mr. Sandusky.
No, not good at all. Hatfield McCoy's miniseries in the History Channel, big success. You liked that, didn't you?
I did. I watched it all.
Loved it. Now there's going to be two more Hatfield McCoy shows coming to TV. A modern-day drama series produced by Charlize Theron. It'll have the modern-day Hatfields, the successful business folks, and the McCoys as a working-class folk that constantly are coming in contact with the Hatfields. And there will be a reality show with the great-great-grandchildren of the feuding families, and how they will compete against each other in various activities. Odds and ends, a blind smell test gives Selena Gomez new fragrance, the best celebrity perfume out there.
Wow.
It is
And I bet it smells even better on her.
I bet it does. It has a real sweet smell, also a hint of raspberry, chocolate, and vanilla. It's called, I don't know where they came up with the name, Selena Gomez perfume.
That's a weird name.
I wonder how they came up with that. Josh Hutcherson from Hunger Games had a busy weekend. He moved into his new $2.5 million Hollywood Hills home. It was originally owned by Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Exactly. And before Ellen owned it, Heath Ledger owned it.
Well, $2.5 million in Hollywood Hills is not much of a house, is it?
No, it's not big. It was first the home she owned there. Of course,
that's a house.
Josh
you have...
Hutcherson's what? Is he 18? Yeah. I think he's 18, maybe 19.
That's a house you have when you're struggling. $2.5 million.
Yeah. So people have to struggle sometimes.
That's right.
Programming note is it true? That next week, I may be in studio live.
Hey, all right.
I know. Here it comes. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. Don't ever think you can second guess us.
Oh, well, if I wouldn't.
Okay, here's what I was going to say. We look forward to having you here.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Oh, next week, we're not going to be here next week.
We would never do that.
Yeah, right. Broken my heart too many times.
Yeah.
And finally. Simon Cowell signed to do another reality show. Is it about fashion, sports, or food?
Tina's not here. Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to say food.
Food.
I'm going to go food.
It is food.
We're geniuses.
Yeah, genius.
Simon Cowell will be looking for old family recipes, like grandma's recipe. They'll have the recipes come in. They'll bring their food. They'll cook their food. They'll have taste tests, and the winners will not only get money, but some of the famous recipes will become part of the menus of famous restaurants. So they'll get to go into restaurants. Have a great day, Mike Evans. Hey!
At what point does a guy have enough money? Does Simon Cowell have to have a food show? Come on. And I mean, it wasn't fashion because he wears those T-shirts all the time.
Yeah.
He's not known, you know, for a variety of clothing. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. All we ask is that before you make a decision on who's going to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom or your home entertainment room, is that you talk to Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. American Equity Mortgage, 20 years and counting. I'm sure I'll get some sort of note when it hits 21, but I know they've been with us 20 years. That's unheard of, that an advertiser stay with a show 20 years. In this business, it's unheard of. What's not unheard of and what's expected is that once people realize that you are on top and that you're getting a lot of business and you're doing well, then here come the other people who are all of a sudden in the mortgage business. And they sort of say the same things you're saying or try to, you know, sound like the person on top or the company on top, which in this case would be American Equity Mortgage. And that's okay. That's all right. You can shop around if you want to and talk to different people. If you want to save yourself a lot of time, and it really is true that whether you have perfect credit or not, if your credit's not perfect, I got news for you. You're with the majority of the country. Most people don't have perfect credit. And you still want a mortgage or you still want to borrow money on the equity in your house, then that's when you call American Equity Mortgage. Now, if you have perfect credit, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get the very lowest rate available. I mean, there are rates in the threes, and the people that get those rates are people who have maintained good credit. But even if you haven't, don't despair. You're still going to get the best rate they can get for you. And they work fast. They'll get you approved fast. American Equity Mortgage. Do not confuse them with any other mortgage company or their number with any other number. It's 314-878-9999.
It's time to check the roads with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. We're just flying over that accident. Eastbound 70 in the express lanes at Shreve. Now, right now, they have the highway closed, so we are getting a bit of a backup as they work to clear this thing. A lot of emergency vehicles into this accident. We're a little slow now on westbound 40 between the Science Center and McCausland. It's heavy again from 270 through Mesa, but out through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge, everything looks well. Southbound 270 is all thinned out. You're looking great there. No delays on eastbound 270, and still a little bit of a slowdown on westbound 70 between 79 and TR Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, a good set of tires is your first line of defense against the hazards of the road. Through June, visit your participating Toyota dealer's spring tire event, where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at competitive prices. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When news breaks, KTRS is there.
Joining us live now is KTRS's Jay Schurter.
And so is ABC News.
And Compton, ABC News, the White House.
With a local connection.
Ann Compton live at the White House, ABC News White House correspondent. Ann Compton, good morning.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
For the best in breaking news, you'll get the latest from ABC and KTRS News on the Big 550. Streaming live on KTRS.com.
Just in time for Father's Day, it's the Super Tuesday sale at Joseph A. Bank, where everything in the store is half off and more. Tuesday only. Like all Joseph A. Bank suits and sport coats, now 70% off. Plus, all executive dress shirts and ties, traveler polos and shorts, doorbuster priced at just $25. No wonder they call it Super Tuesday. That's at least half off everything at Joseph A. Bank. suits and sport coats 70% off, and executive shirts and ties, and traveler polos and shorts for just $25. And most Joseph A. Bank stores are open early to give you time to wrap it all for the Father's Day he'll never forget. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday only. Half off and more at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank with five locations in St. Louis and North Lindbergh, in Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis, in Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair, and in De Pere.
The Shops at St. Clair in De Pere? What the heck is that?
What happened there?
I don't know. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.